Hello, this is Graham Frey. With me is David Gates, David E. Gates, who is an author now, a published author, about 5 books in total in print, and looking forward to the future. But you were quite an adventurous lad when you were growing up. How much has travel formed an important part of your life?
For me, it was quite interesting. I always wanted to travel and go certain places, but it was not till I was about 30 years old that I actually went abroad for properly on my own for the first time. I'd been to France with the school on a trip, but I'd never, mainly because of finances and just not being able to afford to, but once I got about 30, I had a disposable income that enabled me to travel to Florida. My dream was always to go to Walt Disney World, and I got there, and it was quite emotional when I actually realised I was there.
Isn't it difficult, though, that once you've achieved your dream of going to Walt Disney World, then what next? Do you then conjure up another dream, perhaps?
Yeah, as time progressed, you know, you have ideas or I get inspiration for places to go. Quite often I'll see, I don't know if you ever see the Bing homepage, the Bing search engine homepage.
No, I don't.
Bing.com. If you go to there, every day it's a different picture. And quite often there's images on there that are quite inspirational for places to go visit. So that's nice. The other thing. As well as, I mean, I've been to America quite a few times. I've been to Australia, Germany, Spain, Italy, and Tunisia as well.
But there's a difference, a fundamental difference, I think, between being a tourist and being a traveller.
Yes, I mean, certainly when I was working and having to travel with work, people say, oh, it must be very exciting, but it's actually quite a grind if you're just seeing an airport, seeing a hotel, seeing work.
No, and then pleasure there.
There's not a lot of pleasure there. It's when you get out to see the places, you know, that are in these places. I mean, when I went to Belgium, I was there for a long weekend with work, and I managed to go and see the War Museum there. And it's just one of the most astonishing museums I've ever been to. It really is incredible.
Where is that?
That's in Belgium. And right in Brussels. So, you know, I was really quite impressed with that. But other places I've travelled to, which weren't really as a tourist, I went to Ypres in Belgium as well. And that's a remarkable place. I went and visited all the memorials and stuff like that.
Do you not have a bucket list?
Yeah, I want to go to Canada, mainly to see polar bears in the wild, and to sort of step inside the Arctic Circle and see the aurora. That's probably the number one thing on my bucket list. I'd like to go to Japan just to experience that kind of culture. You know, there's some other places in America I'd like to go visit, go and see the Grand Canyon, for example. I never got to see that when I was in Vegas. I went and saw the Hoover Dam, but not that.
It never stops, does it, this hunger?
I think you're right. I think it's just part of our natural makeup is to want to explore, to find places and experience new things. And I think that's what drives the human spirit on.
So now the next trip is where?
I've got a few days in Spain in June. But apart from that, I haven't got any plans. I'm making some... I'm trying to sort some things out in my life to sort of better my position, if you like, and to be able to get into a position where I can retire in a reasonable time around my retirement age.
So it's all financial stuff now, is it?
Yeah, pretty much. It's only that limits me, really. You know, if money was no object, I'd travel. I mean, if I won the lottery, I would just spend pretty much my whole life travelling.
Well, I think we can all relate to that, as they say.
Yeah.
David Gates, good luck with your new book, and thank you very much for coming on Freer Audio Travel.
Thank you very much.